What's up, everyone? This is Rich Alcinestro, and...
Hey, guys, what's up? It's the Fallen Fett.
Welcome to an all-new episode of Fear the Podcasting Dead, only found on the Raw Live and Unedited Podcasting Network. On today's show, we will be dissecting Season 3, Episode 12, Brother's Keeper of AMC's Fear the Walking Dead. So, Ernie, we're going to do something a little bit different tonight. Let's just talk about this episode, you and I. I don't want to go through an outline. I really want to get... Because this... in my opinion, was, man, I don't know, maybe it's too fresh, but one of the best episodes of Fear that I can recall.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, man. Like, holy. All right. I'm getting real lazy with watching Fear. You know, like, I don't even watch it with my wife anymore. She's checked out at this point. I think you were saying the same thing with Corinne, right? She's checked out.
Yeah, she's just too into Game of Thrones.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, but my wife is just like, you know, it's hard to find the time to watch it together. And it used to be the thing, you know, where we all, you know, we make sure we make that time. Not so much anymore, because we're not in love with it anymore as we were earlier on this season. I don't know, man. I got real lazy with it. I started watching them the day after they aired, you know, right before I go to sleep, or even maybe the next day right before you and I are about to record. And this is one of them where I waited and... Man, I wish I would have watched it with my wife. Like, I wish that she and I would have enjoyed this program together and just kind of relit the fire that we had for it. I mean, it really bought a lot of shit back. And holy, I mean, if anybody was tuning into Fear tune into this Fear episode, holy shit, would it, like, rack their brains? Like, would they just be in love with this property? Just like the old school... Walking Dead proper. You know what I'm saying? Is that strong?
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with you. That's exactly what happened to us. She's like pissed because we're not watching Thrones. And I'm like, I got to watch Fear. All right. And so we turned it on just like you're saying. And I was lucky enough. She did watch it with me. And we just couldn't believe it. We were blown away. I mean, they straight pulled a fucking Lloyd Christmas on me and fucking... Just when I totally thought they were dead and out, they totally redeemed themselves.
Right.
And it was an amazing episode. Fuck, man.
From beginning to fucking end, dude.
Yes. Yeah. I know some people say, oh, I hate always when a series gets slow. Like, I didn't see no slowness in this. I mean, just immediately from the get-go, you were thrown into it. You're like, oh, shit. You know, and just... And then the herd that they showed, oh my God.
The way they show it too. I love this. This is it. It's just going to be Ernie and I just geeking out about this episode. I love how they didn't show the herd right away. They showed like the trail of the herd, the dust of the herd,
you know,
like,
dust
that they kick up. That's what a great fucking way to show the numbers.
And not only that, I love that they called it a herd.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what it looked like.
Oh,
so he shows up and he warns Nick. First of all, creepy as fuck, you know, and I love how Nick's really not thrown back by it.
No, you can't shake Nick. You can't shake him. No.
It was like, oh, motherfucker, you scared me, you know, and then you want a cigarette?
Right. Yeah, because he has that knife right next to him. He doesn't even reach for the knife. He's not tripping.
You got this dude exiled and you told him you killed his dad.
Right.
Yo, let's have a smoke. Like, what the fuck you been up to?
How you been, you know? Dude? How you been?
Yeah. And this crazy motherfucker, and it's funny to hear Nick call somebody crazy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like, oh my God, dude. That's like me calling somebody else fat. You fat motherfucker.
Get out of here.
You know what I'm saying? That's truly it, dude. Like, Nick's just like knows this dude is crazy.
Yeah.
And hears him, but knows that he's not lying.
That's a whole nother level of crazy. If a crazy motherfucker is calling you crazy, you got some problems, son. You got some
fucking
problems.
And he believes you? You say there's something coming this way?
Yeah.
Like, get my brother, I want him to see something? Like, you know that's legit. No matter how far this dude's been gone. I mean, he tells him. He's like, you know, Nick's like, have a fucking seat. Let's chill. No, I can't because I'll pass out. I can't. I can't do that. I'm going to pass out. If I stop, I've been up for days. I need to tell you what's coming. Oh, wait till you see what's coming. And then he locks him out so he can get away. So then, you know, we move to Nick tells Alicia he has to go. The brother does come with him. He's like, I don't think that's a good idea. And we go immediately to this this whirlwind of dust, like a scene from The Mummy. Remember The Mummy when all the dirt was coming at you?
Oh, yeah, I got you. I hear you, but way better than that shit, because this shit was foreboding.
I'm saying the on a large scale, though.
Right. Yeah.
Like that much dirt. Yeah. And then it's funny, it's like it's a herd, and you're like, is that fucking like herd of buffalo, herd of cow? Like, what the fuck's out there?
You know, you called out something I didn't even think about. In the comics, they've always referred to, I mean, the herds, when they were introducing the idea that the dead travel like a herd, they're like a flock, you know, like they hear one noise and then they did like a snowball effect. They all kind of just come in together because of all the noise that they generate, and they just start heading into a direction until they forget why they're even heading in that direction, and eventually becomes these herds. And that's how they refer to the dead when they're in these sheer numbers. And you're right. I don't think we've ever heard that term being said on Walking Dead proper or on Fear. So it's great that they're kind of paying that respects to the comics, you know, about what we've already known what this label is. It's something to fear, because that the sheer numbers of the dead, you can't really prepare for that. No matter how fortified you are, like you will be overcome. That's just how it is. That is just how it fucking is. So it's a genuine threat. It's like a fucking hurricane. It's like a natural disaster. You know, like you can't fight it when it's like that.
And so, just like a hurricane, you don't know where it's going to go.
Sure.
You can't try to get away from it. And this herd was so massive. Mm-hmm. It's coming straight for the ranch. And immediately when they saw, they knew there was nothing they could do.
So what I loved about the beginning of this episode, I loved how it started quiet, because it started quiet, it went loud towards the end, and it starts with Troy. I love how we are following Troy. We're seeing what he's going through as he's exiled, and I'm thinking, dude, I would love if we do a series like this. Remember like Kung Fu, or like Incredible Hulk, where it's just a dude wandering.
I don't know Incredible Hulk. I was fucking terrified of Incredible Hulk as a kid. If I got in trouble when I was little, my mom said she would make me sit down and watch Incredible Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno did it for you, huh? That was it?
Yeah. I was scared as fuck of the Incredible Hulk as a kid.
Yeah, you know what? I can get behind that, because the dude's eye, remember his eyes, specifically his eyes, because they focus in when he's changing.
And she legit would turn it on. I can't even see it. If I was fucking acting up or something was wrong, all of a sudden it switched to the Hulk, and I fucking, butt cheeks tightened up. I fucking shut my mouth. And that was it. I was quiet as fuck. So no, I don't know what you're explaining.
No.
I just remember the image in my head.
Right.
And that was it. And maybe that's why I love Hulk so much now.
Yeah.
Because I'm like paying homage to the monster.
Right.
Like, if I collect everything Hulk, maybe he'll never come visit me in my dreams. Like, that's what I'm shooting for. So no, I get what you're saying, because the Bruce Banner would travel from town to town.
Right.
You know, we get that from the comics, and like you said, Kung Fu.
Yeah.
You know, I get you.
There's like a bunch of shows like that where the premise is the dude goes from, you know, town to town. It's like the Man with No Name.
The A-Team.
Yeah. And then they're just like writing what Sam Beckett, fucking Quantum Leap, you know, just like writing the wrong.
Right.
You know, so like stuff like that, man. Like, I would love a series in the Walking Dead universe where maybe we don't just concentrate on, you know, a group of survivors.
One person.
One dude. And maybe maybe Fear becomes that. But, you know, or a spinoff at least. I love Troy, man. I don't want to lose Troy. And I love him in that. How smart he was to find the shit, right, that he was looking for. He was able to scavenge. He knew where people's hiding places were. Like, that's a gift, right? Like, okay, if I was this dude in this room, in this house, where would I hide my valuable shit? And, you know, he finds food. He's drinking that meat water. Like, that's fucking gross, dude. The meat water?
Ugh. And the fucking dog food that he found?
Yeah.
Or that's cat food, whatever it
that,
was?
That meat jelly, the gelatin, meaty, white, the wet shit of that food. Like, ugh, dude, that's fucking gross. Right.
Well, no, not only that, he did find some water, remember? He just opens up and drinks it. And I'm like, where the fuck was that from?
Right.
Like, I get when you're desperate, and maybe that's something when you don't think about when you're in the apocalypse. Like, you haven't drank or nothing for days, and you would just automatically grab something.
Yeah.
But him like that, just grabbing, yeah, you're pretty grossed out.
Yeah. I love that. Maybe, who knows? I mean, they're all about spinoffs. They're all about continuing this Walking Dead train. Maybe we get a Kung Fu series style out of Walking Dead, and we're following somebody like a Troy or a Nick, you know? But I really, really dug those moments that we had. And he's back at that place where the dude, the crow dude, remember he was getting his brains all eaten and shit?
Yeah, and we got to see that from the back.
Yeah, we saw the aftermath. That was dope, dude.
Yeah, that was sick.
Fear is great with this gory shit, man. Like, holy mm-hmm. shit, they need an Emmy or something.
And again, because we're at the beginning, like we've always said.
Yeah. All right, so let's see, what else, dude? The fucking, so the herd was, that was just number one. So everybody just getting prepared for that shit.
Real quick, though, to let you guys know, though, so fucking Troy was the one who led the herd there.
Mm-hmm,
all of a sudden, they cut away after he found the gun and everything, and maybe he was contemplating suicide. He got rid of Bird Brain.
Yeah.
He got rid of Bird Brain.
He's sitting in his chair.
He's sitting in that chair. Yeah. He has one shot in the gun. He loads it. He cocks it back, and then you hear a noise, and he looks and smiles.
The show's definitely, like, trolling a little bit, because the way that he stands up, he doesn't have that smile yet. And he's like looking off into the distance. We can hear some little ruffles here and there. And the way he's slowly raising that gun towards his head, you're like, I knew he wasn't going to off himself. I knew it was going to be something like that. I also, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, is he seeing the RV? Is he seeing Strand and Madison and Taka? Like, is that what that noise is that he's looking off into the distance towards?
Oh, I had thought so too. Like, he's going to ambush the water.
Yeah,
that was a thought
exactly.
In my head.
Exactly. Yeah. What have they been beating into our head? Water is a new commodity. Water is power. And mm-hmm. this dude who has nothing, he's outcasted. If he takes over that RV or that tanker, not the RV, the tanker, and he takes control of the water supply, all of a sudden, who's daddy now, you know?
Right. He comes rolling in with the water.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. Where this really works the most for me is after this soft scene, and then we, you know, obviously he's putting his plan together to lead the herd. He learns quick. They respond to noise. I'm gonna start directing them towards the one road ranch, one way in, one way out. And uh-huh. and when he figures that out quickly, everybody kind of racing against the clock. Like, that's the shit that works for me, man. Like, everybody, we know what's coming. So after he warns Nick runs over, he tells Jake, and Jake's just like, man, you know, I gotta go deal with this motherfucker. And so they go on their little road trip together. Alicia's in charge of the ranch, and that's when they find out that, yeah, this motherfucker's, he's sabotaging us. Like, he's ready to do that? Like, he's that gone? And like you said, Nick, crazy ass Nick's calling this motherfucker crazy. Jake's ready to kill his brother.
Ernie. Yes.
He's ready to kill his brother. All right. This is where, like, this whole setup where, you know, they're having their rolling around the dirt, you know, they're fighting. Jake shares that story about how he had to kill a rabbit to put him down, put him out of his misery. And that rabbits scream like humans. I didn't know that shit. That's fucking,
I've never known that either.
That's weird fucking little trivia right there, man. You know?
Yeah, I had no idea they say that rabbits scream like humans right before you kill them. I did not know that.
It's fucking awful.
I'll let you know, though, it is true. Okay, go on. I'm just kidding.
So as he's sharing that little bit of history of himself, that, like, hey, he'll do what he has to do. This whole episode specifically, everybody's just questioning Jake. Alicia's putting him in his corner. You have motherfucking Ophelia and Crazy Dog talking about what a little twerp he is and how he's a pushover. And then in this scene, he's explaining to Nick, like, nah, I have to, and sometimes I have to do the hard shit and I'll do it. So he's trying to get the audience to that place where, like, okay, maybe he will put his brother down. His brother's a fucking a deranged dog, an animal that is doing harm. Let's put that animal down. And no, they just roll around. And after that, fucking Nick is playing devil's advocate. He knocks Jake out in towards the oncoming fucking herd, and that's when he gets bit, right?
Okay, well, he knocked him out because he was about to kill Troy.
So
and then all of a sudden, Dick's telling him it's going to be in your head forever. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to sleep with it. You're going to wake up with it.
Right.
And then Troy, in the middle of almost getting killed, looks at Nick and says, yeah, you would know.
Told on
him. Yeah. And then he's like, what? What are you talking about? And then he even gets it past him, like, I don't care.
He doesn't
care.
You
did what you had to do.
Right.
I need to kill Troy. Like, he has brought this death upon us. And he thought that it was okay.
Troy,
and he was just about to kill Troy.
Troy is trying to, like, fuck everything up. Like, Troy's on a death. He has a death wish. He's like, okay, I'm doing this. I'm going to let my brother kill me. I'm not even fighting back. And
no, he was just laying there.
Yeah. And he's accepting his fate. But look, I'm going to fuck your shit up, though, Nick, before I'm fully out. I'm going to fuck your shit up. I'm going to blow your spot up, and I'm going to let Jake know that you killed Daddy. And Jake's like, I don't care. When he gets bit, I'm thinking, this is it for dude, right? Like, I thought that was it. I thought he was going to overcome. I didn't think that he was going to come back from it. And then when they chop his arm off, Ernie, like, you see the bone and shit, dude. Like,
yes.
You see all of it.
We gagged. We straight gagged. You motherfuckers want to talk about no fucking gore?
Right.
You heard the slice. You hear him scream?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good fucking scream.
Yeah. Because
you felt it through the TV.
It's like a rabbit scream.
And then they show the bone and the yeah. fucking vessels and the blood just,
dude.
Oh. That was sick.
You don't see, like, even in Walking Dead proper, we don't get shit like that. For real.
You get the sound.
Yeah.
You get a little pull away and maybe.
Yeah.
No, they fucking did everything.
I love it, dude. I fucking love that. That in itself. And then I'm thinking, dude's good. He's going to be all right. Because Nick's like, how long? How long, Troy? Because we know when we first met these motherfuckers, they were keeping record. Troy should know. How long does
right.
he have? Right? And it's only really seconds have passed at this point. How long? Come help me. Hold his arm out.
And he didn't give an answer.
He didn't know. He says, I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I don't know.
And then he stalls for helping Nick because Nick needs that arm stretched out. Dude, what's his name again? I fucking just forgot his name. Jake can't do it. He can't hold his own arm out. You know? So, and Troy's stalling. Is he letting, is it because I'm, oh my God, did I just cost my brother his arm? My brother might die because of me? Or is it because it's let him go? What, where is he at?
I don't, crazy guy. No sleep, leading the herd. Oh, he said, I didn't want this. I didn't want it this way.
Mm-mm.
You were supposed to see what happened. I didn't want this. So then he comes to his senses. He holds it down and fucking the butcher Nick just goes in there.
Yeah, no hesitation.
It was sick.
That's so dope, dude. That's what I'm saying, dude. They, like, fear. This is my what I think. Fuck it. Let's sidebar real quick. How do you think we can make fear better? Because if they were always doing this, right? This shit would be on par with Walking Dead proper. Fuck all the character development. It could just be an action a show, you know?
Right now it's going to have to go there. The way that we ended this, I don't see anything else happening than this.
I think they're fucking
This is on your edge of your seat. Real fucking threat now.
This is what I mean. It's like if they stay like this, if they make Fear the action show and they make Walking Dead, or they keep Walking Dead the drama that it is, you know, with gore here and there, and it just happens to be in the zombie apocalypse, but it's all about character. If they keep Fear action and stop, you know, trying to flesh it out for motherfucking 20 episodes or whatever they want to aim for, like if you make it tight, tighten this motherfucker up. You make it a treat. Give it to us in the summer. Give us like 8 fucking weeks consistent. And you can make a really dope, you know, basically a couple, like maybe 3 movies in one season. You know what I'm saying? Like little mini movies.
Yeah.
I don't know why they have to try to, I don't know, man. I mean, I know
the episode we got was movie status.
Yeah.
It was.
It's just all this filler is what kills it, man. It makes it a fucking chore. And then when they do this bullshit, dude, okay, we had a tight, what was this? Almost an hour episode, right? A tight episode. And it was action, action, action. It was fucking oh shit moment after oh shit moment, right? And then you think about last week, it's 2 back-to-back episodes that it was just like, fuck, hurry up. I just want to get through it. I want to get through it, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's just like tighten the motherfucker up. Just tighten
it up. Look what happened last week. I was like, okay, we know you're getting water.
Yeah.
I'm fucking shitting all over it. And then this one, they were like, fuck you, Ernie. Here. Here, motherfucker. It's like they canceled 2 other episodes and went straight into it.
I just think we fix it by just stop trying to make it longer than it needs to be. Stop pretending you're Walking Dead proper. Stop pretending you're a show like Game of Thrones we don't really care about character development out of your characters, you know, from this show. We want gore, we want action. That's the shit we get all horn. Every time it happens, you and I come back to the mic and we're fucking just like, you know, all giddy and shit, like little kids because of what we just watched.
All day. I couldn't wait for tonight's show. After I fucking saw that episode, I just couldn't wait. And here we are, not even going off our regular basis. We're just fucking geeking out. That's how good it was.
That's insane.
And it was amazing. I mean, it was just, fuck, you're right. If we go off of this and you have this as a basis, so many more people will be tuned in. I get we get our loyal people, or we get, you know, stragglers here and there. Like you said, you know, your wife's off. Corinne was like, whatever. So, you know, I get that that's going to happen. But last night they redeemed themselves. So here we are again, giving it a chance. And I hope it stays this way. After what happened last night, I don't see how it can go some other way.
I just hope season four, man, you know, just learn. Just fucking learn from your mistakes. Stop fleshing out. Stop giving us all these, you know, these two back-to-back episodes. Stop trying to treat it as something it's not, a property that it hasn't earned. Stay in your lane. Be an action fucking show. That's all we want, man. That's all we fucking want. All right. So
he fucking cut off his arm. Fucking amazing. You gotta just, okay, we do have a few on here who listen without even watching. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Look this scene up. I'm sure it's gonna be all over YouTube. This scene was fucking legit as fuck.
You know what? I want to call that out real quick because I was talking to Dario. By the way, great episode of the They're Not Dolls episode last week. You had special guest 80s Baby. That's Dario.
Yeah.
He's a great voice, man. I already told Chaney I'm about to steal that dude from you guys, so just be warned.
Introducing the RLU family. Go ahead. He's he's all over the place. He knows his shit. And he has a great knowledge of lots of things as well too, and he loves it just as much as we do.
And he's a great dude, like such a supporter of just the Dolls podcast, of RLU's. He's one of these guys that he told me straight out, like, hey, I don't even watch Fear, but I listen to you and Ernie just because, you know, that's awesome, dude. That's so fucking awesome. You know, hopefully.
No, he's a great guy, an amazing friend. Me and him talk a lot and we've never even met before.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking down for Dario and he's down for Toy Migos and RLU.
Right on.
He's down for the whole thing. So absolutely, I'm sure he would love to jump on other shit.
But taking to Ernie's advice into mind here, and at least look at the scenes that we're talking. This episode, I mean, it's a good 50 minutes, I think. And my God, like, you won't be disappointed. You don't even have to know who these people are for real. You can just fucking watch it.
No, because of what they showed and what happened. Yeah. I mean, this zombie hurt. First, you know, like we said, you don't need to know shit.
No.
That you see this kid, he all of a sudden sets up everybody. You have this herd, him and his brother fight, fucking gets his arm chopped off, and then the fucking ranch sees the dust, and they know that shit's going down.
So this is a couple questions I have for you. So all that shit happens, you know, we leave Jake, his arm's chopped off, he's probably going to die, he looks dire for him, and then we go over to the ranch, and they only get a partial message from Nick, right? So they're fortifying. They're getting it. They're doing it smart too. They're trying to build a fence with the RVs and the trucks and shit. But it's a mega herd at this point. So it's like,
did you hear what happened? What was mentioned before that? How we got to this point? So we know that Alicia was left in charge, right? And then you have Mad Dog, and then with that, Mad Dog's kind of running into whole shit on the basis of what's his name, who went to go get water. The Indian, what's his name?
Taka.
Taka, you know, they basically, like we've said before, they took over everything. Fucking Crazy Dog's in charge. And when Nick leaves, you know, he tells Alicia, we have to go here. Don't tell anybody. Alicia's trying to still run their side. Crazy Dog hears of this. She tells Olivia and they kind of don't fight and they come together real quick, like believing it. And Crazy Dog had made the statement, which I found way cool and something to think about of, well, they love Nick. Everybody here loves Nick. Nick's a leader because Nick doesn't have, he's not fighting with anybody. He's right in the middle. He's right in the middle. So that makes a great leader.
Yeah. Trying to decide, cause you can't be, you can't be just for just one, right? You can't have right. Taka just leading one group of people. You can't be Madison trying to only look out for another, or better yet, even a better example might be old dude Otto, just only caring about his own people. Because you know what? Divided we motherfucking fall. I mean, that is the fucking whole moral of this season. We got to come together. We all got, when the shit hits the fan, it ain't just, oh, here's the nation handling shit, or here is the ranchers handling shit. No, they all had to handle shit. They all had to start driving those trucks and the RVs to fortify the fence. They all had to pick up arms, even sticks and shit, you know? I mean, whatever was at hand to fight. You can't do it on your own. You're going to need help. No.
And right away, when we hear Nick come over that radio all broken up, and then they see it, they believed it. And they came up with a genius idea. That's the part that I love, that it was smart. It wasn't something stupid. Mm. You know, sometimes we see when they do stupid shit on the show and we're like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know, like, you could have did this, you could have did that. And they did exactly what should have been done. And they gathered all the RVs up to make a wall. Kind of like Alexandria did for the quarry herd. Mm-hmm. That we saw that happened to them. So imagine the quarry herd at like five times the size.
They you're exactly right. They used the exact same plan, because Crazy Dog was saying, like, hopefully it'll just make them go in a different direction. Like, they won't come straight at the new wall that they built. And but of course it's fear, and they're going to come towards the wall that they just built. So, you know, they're trying to redirect, and it just didn't work. They needed something to stimulate them in a different direction. And that was the one piece of the puzzle that was missing. They didn't have anything, no dynamite or gunshots going a different direction. They didn't have anything to kind of call their attention so they wouldn't just continue on the path they were on. I loved how, like, all of the rocking of the RVs and the trucks and shit, like, this is what's smart about fear. Is like, they obviously don't have the budget to show us the numbers of the dead. They're showing us what the dead caused. They caused the dust up. They caused the rocking motion of multiple RVs, you know, and then we get a little bit of the dead. We have the dead crawling under the RVs and shit. Like, that's fucking dope, dude.
You know? It was great, because we see a different side than we do than proper.
Yeah.
So for proper, it works. The herd was going the other way. Mm-hmm. They were actually hurting the herd and causing them to go in a different direction. Where I thought, okay, so they're gonna, I'm thinking in my head, right? I'm like, okay, they're gonna misdirect some and then only have to deal maybe with like 100 or so, right? But no, all of a sudden we see that fucking RV rocking. And you're right, they do great, because I was legit scared. I was like, oh, holy fuck. Mm-hmm. That was a scary scene. To see a whole RV coming at you, and then we have something that was never done before, and the zombies flip the RV.
That was dope. Just the numbers push it over.
And then this is where it got great, and all you hear is them run.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to the pantry. And, oh, man. Now you're just like, I don't know about you. We were screaming at the TV, run.
Yeah.
Run, go.
Hurry up, motherfuckers.
Because you are in shock. I get it. Alicia was just standing there in fucking shock. Like, you know, we're fucking going to die.
I love that we have a little bit of time, though, with Alicia, with Crazy Dog, Ophelia, as they're kind of getting into the hand-in-hand. Because they ran out of ammunition. They ran out of,
yes,
you know, any shots to go towards the dead. And plus, you're not Rambo. You're not going to have one of those fucking, you know, what are those things that he wears across his fucking chest? Like a bandolier? You're not going to have a bandolier, yeah, across your fucking chest and shooting a machine gun towards the crowds. Like, you know, you have a shotgun. You know, you have a 9mm. You know, I mean, you're gonna run out. You're gonna run, and you have to reload. These numbers aren't gonna wait for it. And just seeing them go to town with what they have in there. They're using the butts of their guns. They're using fucking sticks and shit, you know, just to take them out. I love seeing that. Just like that visceral reaction to just the sheer numbers of the dead. That's the best shit, because the camera gets real tight. And you feel it, like you're in the action when they do that. You know, I love that. Okay. I love when they do that.
And I saw a slip up that kind of got to me, but the episode was so good, I was able to look it over. Mm. I did kind of knock it and get a lot kind of pissed, but the episode was so good, I overlooked it. But I think that scene was so huge, that even the actors got into it way too much. And did you catch the zombie jump on top of the guy's back?
He jumped?
He jumped on his back.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't see him
he
jump.
He literally jumped on his back. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Zombies
like,
jump
we're now? Jumping on backs now? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he went full-on crazy, jumped on his back, and attacked that one dude.
The bald dude?
And I saw that, and I'm yeah, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? And then I get it. When you look at it, you have all these extras and zombies, and everybody around you is fighting, shooting, killing. I'm sure it was seriously a real jump on the back. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting into this shit.
And he got into the... You know, that's the same dude that tried to off himself, right? And then he ran out of bullets?
Yeah, that was sad.
That was fucked up, dude.
That was sad.
Because, okay, look, being in the moment, yes. You're getting chewed up, right? And then you pull your gun and you're like, fuck it. Fuck it. It's over. You like to get yourself to that place to be able to bring a gun to your head and then there's nothing in there?
Oh, okay. Well, not only that, but this is the dude who came to terms with everything.
Yeah.
This was the big one who was part of the militia, who was like, fuck the Indians. This is our ranch. And then he listened to everybody and heard everything and was like, okay, we're doing this together.
Yeah.
And even there was a fight that was about to start and he broke that up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is us. We have to fight together.
Nah.
That was cool as fuck. I was like, dang, dude, like, that's what you need to see in a fucking area that you're trying to live together with everybody, right? And then to see that he got taken out that way, you know, that, like I said, that zombie jumped on his back. He had, five on him? And he tried his hardest, and then he puts a gun to his head, looks at Alicia, and nothing happened. Oh, fuck, now he's just getting torn apart.
And she's like, I got you. And just a fucking sniper shot to the dome. Like, so that she's able to do that. I mean, because remember, Alicia was in high school when this shit started. She's not more than 18.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Know.
Like, it's crazy. It really is nuts. All right.
And he got taken out. That was a sad part.
That it's just like the reality of being in that moment, like coming to terms of like, I'm going to off myself and then nothing's in the chamber. Like, holy shit, man. Because you got to, even if you're being chomped down, like, you got to get yourself there. Like, you're going to take your, I'm going to put an end. I'm going to hit the off switch right now. Oops, it doesn't work. You know, like, fuck. That's crazy.
It was sad. It was sad.
And then, so she takes dude out. So their plan B is to kind of pull back into the pantry. So they're literally burying themselves from the dead. Like, they're now trapped underground.
Yes, they are with, I can't even tell you how many up top.
Yeah. Like, literally. How long does that take to clear?
And getting there, did you not think one of them was going to get it?
I thought we were going to lose an Ophelia, because there was a moment where Ophelia was getting really swarmed. I thought, like, okay, this would be cool.
All three of them were. And I was like, oh, fuck, which one's going to get it? Which one's going to get it?
Yeah, man, I wish that they would have taken a main from us. You know, I mean, they did take one. They took Jake away. But, I mean, that's a main from just this season, you know?
It doesn't hurt as much. But, okay, so they made it inside, but we don't know if one of them did get bit or not.
You think they're going to do a reveal? Like, that'd be weak. I don't want that. I don't want them revealing next week. Stay tuned. Same bad time. Same bad channel.
I don't want to reveal. I want them all locked down under there now and somebody turns.
That would be cool. Oh, I see what you're saying. Like a rando. Like, some rando got bit and then they turn. Okay. That'd be cool.
Like, now you're locked in there.
Like a little kid. Because remember, Alicia's looking at all her people. She's seeing the blended family that she's now in charge of, right?
Yeah.
And then what if it's like one of the little kids that got bit? How do you? Because we know if it's an adult, we're taking them out. Alicia's there. She's at that point, right? What if it's a little kid? What if a little kid get bit?
Fuck. I don't know.
That'd be dope, dude. See, like that, but that's some shit fear can fuck with. Fear can fuck with that. You know? Like, that is something that they can touch where Walking Dead proper might not.
That's definite.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then we see Nick. He's like looking on from the hill, and he's like a little pissy that he's not like all tripped out. When he's looking through those binoculars, he's not like, oh my God. He's like, you know, like, he's bothered that this is happening. Do you see that shit?
Because he can't go down there and do anything.
But wouldn't you be like looking like, oh my God, my sister's down there, like my friends are down there, you know, like you'd be tripped out. He's just like, fuck.
And still going for it no matter what. Like, okay, if I die, I tried to die saving him. But Nick's like with the binoculars, like, fuck, I'm out of a cigarette. Nick's standing up there, dude, not like, I mean, like, he gives a fuck, but He wasn't running towards a herd to go save anybody. Instead, he looks at fucking Troy and is like, yo, your brother's dead.
That was the reveal that, yeah, dude, Jake is straight up dead. And look, poor fucking Jake, dude. Because look, think about what Jake's went through, bro. For real, right? He lost his mom. Zombie apocalypse hit, right? His daddy never loved him, right? Had to deal with his brother. He had to be his brother's keeper his whole life. Motherfucker almost gets scalped. Almost gets scalped. Loses his fucking arm, right? Because his brother betrays him, right? Daddy was killed, assassinated. He finds that shit out before he dies. He dies horribly from loss of blood because of his arm being chopped off because his piece of shit brother set this trap. And then he turns into a zombie. Do we see him turn? We see him turn. Like, what happened? Like, maybe his soul's in there. Like, who knows what else is happening? That maybe he's looking through these zombie eyes. He just had the whole thing, all everything just shit on him, this poor kid. His girlfriend's like, yo, remember when he tells Alicia? He's like,
yeah, you did. I'm so fucked up. Alicia's a bitch.
She's an asshole. She's like, he's like,
she's a fucking bitch.
Did you even like me? I did like you. I mean, I do like you.
Yeah, like, fuck, dude. Like, she don't even care.
No. Well, she's out of his league. I mean, look, pre-zombie apocalypse, he ain't able to pull Alicia.
He even said, didn't he say that after? Was I just here to save your family?
You used me. Yeah, I mean, there was not a lot of fight there. There was not a lot of, like, disagreeing. She's just like, oh, shit, you figured me out. She fucking
grabbed his shirt and told him, stop crying.
Be a man. Oh, poor Jake, dude. Poor fucking Jake. Cause like everything shat all over him, and he even turned into a zombie. Like, he doesn't even get to be spared that. You know,
he has to. And what happens? He wasn't even a good zombie. did you see that? He wasn't even a good zombie, dude.
He only has one arm, dude. He's like, you know, the other one's all stubborn.
But even too, he wasn't chomping very hard. He was like, rawr, 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 rawr.
So okay. This is what's great is that we leave the episode where Nick and Troy are still alive. They're on the outskirts. So they're obviously going to be the ones that tell Strand and Maddie and Taka that, hey, these are where the peoples are. Everybody's still alive, or most people are still alive, and they're waiting for us to save them. I don't know how, you know, what is it? Five motherfuckers are going to be able to do that, but yeah. And then nobody knows. At this point in time, right, the only witness to Troy's shit is Nick. Alicia and Crazy Dog and Ophelia are talking earlier on before the actual herd hits, and they're kind of trying to figure out, is this something that he was legit warning the community about?
Yeah, he was.
You know what I'm saying? Sucks.
So, yeah, they think fucking Troy's a hero and shit.
It could be that. It could be. And I'm wondering, because Nick's the only one that can speak up and say, nah, this is all his bad. Or he can choose to keep his mouth closed. And he has a soft spot for Troy. Right?
Yeah.
Do you think we can see
it
that?
It sucks.
Do you think we can see him?
I don't know. I mean, you know, because he has to do him a solid because he killed his dad.
Maybe that. Maybe it's just, you know, like, he sees a little bit of himself, his broken self. We have Alicia comparing Troy and Nick earlier on the episode. You guys are the same. I mean,
it was fuck, man. I don't know. I mean, they do. They think that, you know, Troy was fucking, he came to warn us, mm-hmm. and that motherfucker let him there.
I can see.
I don't know, because you can see Nick's pissed at him. So Troy dies. And then he's like, yo, your brother's dead. You know, he's turning. Kill him.
Do something.
And he's like,
that.
I can't do that. And he's like, motherfucker, you caused this.
Right. Look what you did.
You're going to kill your brother. What do you mean you can't kill him?
Little ass Nick pulls fucking Troy, tall as fuck Troy, by the scruff of his neck. Look what you did. Rubbing his nose in it. Look what you did. Throws him on the ground. Deal with that. And then when Troy's like, just kill me, Nick kicks the gun over to him. He's like, no, you do it yourself, son. You know, so yeah, you're right. He is upset.
Like, not
him.
Even scared. Oh yeah, because fucking Troy could pick up the gun and kill Nick.
Nah, Nick has no kinds of fear in Fear of the Walking Dead. He doesn't fear for his own safety. I mean, rewind to season 2 when he's over here, you know, wandering in the zombie apocalypse. I can't die. the zombie apocalypse was always looking out for him, and it's always continued to prove that. So, yeah. You know, I think he just legit has no fear. Nothing's going to hit me. Nothing's going to touch me. You know, I am untouchable. And we as the audience, we feel that too. That's why I can't wait to the day that he actually gets fucked. You know, when he just pushes his luck a little too far and we all expect him to get out of it, you know, and he doesn't. That'd be fucking awesome if they go that route. But I just wonder if he's going to keep that secret, because he has the upper hand where he hasn't before. Now he does with Troy. Troy's broken. And then maybe Troy's the one that calls out his shit. It's like, look, yeah. Man, I'm the one that did it to you motherfuckers. Don't be praising me. I don't know. It's a good way.
We'll have to see. Yeah.
All right, man. So that's pretty much the episode. It's just a bunch of us, a bunch of scenes we just kind of geeked out on. It's definitely something you guys got to jump back into. It's definitely worth your watch. I can't wait to see where we're going the next, what is it, 4 more episodes before The Walking Dead proper
kicks
on. And
hopefully it continues on like this.
On this pace, yes. And I hope, man, I fucking hope season 4 comes with this pace going forward. I hope that I want another season. I don't want this to end. And I want it to be like this. Action. Give me action.
Well, I honestly, I don't know how this can turn out. I really don't, dude. You have everybody locked underground in their own fucking tomb, because there's hundreds and hundreds of zombies up top. You have crazy-ass Nick, crazy-ass Troy on top, just fighting with each other. I mean, like a fight of words, you know? They're not going to save you. And then you just have Madison, Strand, and what's his name coming back?
Taka.
Taka and what's his name, though, too? The Ophelia's dad?
Salazar's not coming back. He's still at the waters.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
Yeah. So it's just 3 plus what, at this point, 1.5, because Troy's broke. So.
Okay, so what? Your option is Madison runs back to go tell him we need your help. You know, Ophelia's locked. That's still too long of a time.
I think what's going to happen is they're going to learn, because we learned some of how to handle this herd, you know, and they both learned it in different ways. Troy learned how to kind of herd a herd. And then we had the ranchers learn how to attempt to block a herd or to redirect a herd. They just didn't learn that last piece of the puzzle. I think maybe a Madison and a Strand, maybe they cause a commotion elsewhere to kind of have them scatter somewhere else and wait it out, because they have
the leader.
Yeah.
Right.
I just hope that, you know, at the end of this episode, at the end of the season, that we are left with the heavies. I want Nick. I want Troy. I love those two paired together. I think they're great, man. Holy shit, do they make magic together. You know, of course, Madison continues to be strong. And then maybe let's start cutting away some of the riffraff. Let's get away from Salazar and the water scenario. Let that be overtaken and he drowns or whatever. I just want him done. Ophelia, okay, you can keep her around because she's an asshole. Taka, I dig what Taka brings. And then Strand, you know, let's have him go out in a blaze of glory. Let's be done with dude. You know, he's outlived his usefulness at this point. You know, just let's get cut the fat. And it seems like Fear is willing to do that. They did it with Travis. They did it with fucking pussy ass Chris. You know, they did it with Jake. So I just hope they keep that trajectory and they give us a better cast for it, because holy shit, when you get away from the riffraff, like, look at what can develop. Look at Troy. Motherfucker's a brand new character. He's my favorite now.
Yeah, true.
All right, man, I think that's about it. All right, guys, so that has been another episode of Fear the Podcasting Dead. Ernie, how do we keep up with the Fallen Fett?
You can check me out on Toy Migos, and we're on Instagram, Twitter, Weebly, Facebook, and you can check out our show, They're Not Dolls, on iTunes, rawlifepod.com, SoundCloud, and also you can check me out with the Sarlacc Digest. Jump in line as we dissect everything Star Wars.
And remember to stay tuned to Raw Live, an unedited podcasting network at rawlivepod.com. The RLU network is found on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, SoundCloud, Google Play, and now TuneIn app. We're working on getting on Spotify. Support the show by telling a friend. Drop us your comments on Instagram at rawliveunedited, as well as rawliveunedited@gmail.com. And definitely rate us in iTunes. With the new update for iOS 11. You can rate within the podcast app now. So there's no fucking excuse to not support RLU anymore. You just get fucking, you literally just hit the stars. It's right there. Help us out. And stay tuned all week as we have plenty of programming for you 7 days a week. Boys with Their Toys will eventually come back with the video gaming podcast, The Loading Screen. That's Mondays. Serious Nerd Shit. And that's Tuesdays with AO Mr. Big Geek when he eventually gets to it. Myself and Ernie, we're going to come strong every Wednesday with Fear the Podcasting Dead. Spoiler recapping the latest Fear the Walking Dead episodes leading right into Walking Dead proper this October.
And very soon, jump down the rabbit hole with us, too.
Right on, man. We got to get that going. We got to get it going. I think, you know what we're going to have to fucking do, Ernie? We're just going to have to jump into it, dude. We're going to literally have to jump into the rabbit hole.
You got it.
Yeah, because that's something that we have interest. I've had people requesting being part of our debut. So we'll have to talk it over if you want to have guests the first round or if you want to just go into it and then maybe introduce guests later. But I've actually had people, because we've said this enough to people have mm-hmm. heard about it and they're like, hey, when's it happening? You know, I want to be a part of this. So
you got it. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we have the Toy Migos each and every Thursday, always producing They're Not Dolls podcast, bringing the latest toy news and reviews. RLU this week is Fridays. That's where we recap the week's events raw, live, and unedited. And it's definitely raw, live, and unedited these last couple weeks. Subscribe to the Go Figure podcast. They are continuously dropping every Friday night on YouTube, which you can then listen to here every Saturday. And I don't know, I'd like to kind of take a moment right here for my man Jaime, the Eternal Experience. You know, he's dealing with the aftermath in Puerto Rico right now, and nobody's really heard from dude. They're without power. The estimates now are it can lead into the months at this point. And my thoughts and obviously anybody who is religious of any kind, their prayers hopefully are going in that direction. And let's keep positive that our man is all right. And
definitely, man, we're praying and thinking for you and all of it. We hope everything's okay. And to everybody out there, we're with you.
Right on. And, you know, try to do your part. If whatever donation platform that you're interested in, Red Cross, obviously, there's plenty, you know, just Google search that shit and try to help out, because they definitely are in some dire straits right now. Jump in line with the Sarlacc Digest podcast every other Sunday as they break down all the Star Wars news you need to know, and continue to look out for that rabbit hole. We're going to get something going. That's for sure. So thank you all for listening.